motion that we come out of executive.
I'll second.
Second, please. I have a second. Motion on the floor by Councilwoman Irwin, seconded by Councilwoman Boone. With no discussion, call for the question. Come out of executive. Yeah, that'd be fine. I'm gonna show what a $7 ham looks like.
Oh, did we get hams today?
Yes.
That's what we were talking about.
Oh, well, I thought that was for the past.
No.
Oh, we just got one today.
Yeah. So don't forget to declare it.
Is that A-Pack?
I'm gonna give it away to somebody.
I always give mine.
I give mine, I have the staff give away to.
Call for the question, please. We lost our focus on these hams again.
Councilman Dishawalla.
Calling back in just a moment.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Holler, yes.
No, he's absent.
Councilwoman.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'd like to ask Congressman Maker a question.
Could I make one presentation before then? Very short, just a housekeeping.
Okay.
That we aren't gonna have any votes coming out of executive session, that they'll be handled Wednesday for Performance Energy. And just to put that on record, there won't be a vote on that. Okay, thank you.
Congressman Maker, I wanna ask you a question about the pay merit system. I mean, we just mentioned we're getting hams or whatever. Is your pay merit system, does that allow for employees now to have hams and turkeys at Christmas time? Is that constitutional or unconstitutional?
For the record, I'm speaking for myself.
Thank you.
Because that legislation is right now with HR, and they're having to redo a lot of that, those policy procedures at this moment now. Since it's been repealed, completely repealed, that old law.
The pay merit has been?
Yeah, we're gonna redo it.
Oh, my. Okay. So right now, it's constitutional for them to have a ham or a turkey. They can get it.
Right now, we're going the way it was before that new legislation, which gives the principal chief authority to, as we had in the past. When I was employee here, years ago, all the employees received a ham or turkey.
But as I recall, years ago, I mean, that was one of the benefits, was to have a ham or a turkey. But now, it's my understanding that the bonuses that they get for Christmas superseded a ham and turkey.
Well, that's under discussion right now.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Next question.
I think that's more than abundant.
Personally, I might add, I think we need to reward our employees for a job well done.
I concur.
Mm-hmm, me too.
Big money.
For some.
$30. That's, well, I'll thank you.
That's bone-in ham.
Bone-in ham, yeah.
Brother, thank you.
You bet.
We just come out of executive and that's it.
Okay. I went ahead and
made a copy
where all of us are. And then I just signed for us. There's 18 names on here, but I just signed for us.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Oh.
So now we have our Judas hands.
Not quit.
But it's not the big 30, it's not the great big bone in that you guys are given.
We don't get one.
Do you? Does executive?
I'm sure you could afford one.
Executive gets one of these. I'm just saying.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Brother, it's up to you now.
Is it Mr. Crum?
Yeah, you were gone.
Yeah. Okay.
I was talking about on this one here with talking about the data contract and going forward and getting this out. My understanding is that we're required to let out bids according to whatever the
SBA process.
There you go. Sometimes I lose track of my anagrams, but of the SBA process. And in order to do that, we need to be pretty specific on what we're asking.
That's correct.
And I'm thinking that the Minerals Council should be to be the ones that are talking about this and what we want. And that, so I wanted people to be thinking about it. I'll throw out a few things that I just scratched down here, and they're, I'm sure, not inclusive, maybe not worded exactly the way they need to be. But what we need to do is to say what we want done. And what we want done, to my thinking, is to digitize all the production and lease data that is stored with the BIA, Department of Interior. And that we use, that the contractor, we're talking about the specific, those contractors delivered to us, should use this data to populate a searchable database that will support data mining activities and functions. So, you know, just having a data doesn't help if you don't put it in some kind of a format that can be used. They need to provide that for us. Data from our previous works should be imported also if they need to be. You know, that may be easier for them to, if the records are still over there, just to digitize and go with it. But they can use our old data and talk about it. At any rate, all that old data needs to be in our database.
Imported, yes.
Done.
Okay.
And then that the ownership of that data and control of it should remain with the Osage. But we know that, at least I think, that we should be making agreements with the contractor, if possible. Again, we're probably talking to somebody in the neighborhood of IHS, you know, and they can do this. Maybe there are others that can do it. I don't know. I keep hearing that they've about swallowed everybody up, and they're the ones that are there. But the contractor, we should make agreements with them, negotiate with them for their use of commercial use of that data, any or all of that data. We decide what they have and how to do it. We negotiate those agreements. And in that, any such data or any such agreement should include the Osages having access to the contracted services free of charge, like what we talked about with the others, that we would have a spot here that we can activate their service. And that's about as far as I got on the list. There may be others we want to include, but we need to be a little bit specific. And one of the reasons we need to be to get all these things is there's probably many people that can do little bitty pieces of it. In other words, it's probably people that could be able to do just the digitization and maybe even put it in a database, but they're not going to be able to make it be available, make an agreement with us to make it available globally for, you know, everybody in the United States that might want to access it, like IHS or a company like that. So those are my thoughts. I'm looking for your thoughts.
Yes, I'd like to turn to Deputy Superintendent. Do you see the resolution, and is there any other need out there that you see we have to fulfill to help us get that digitalization started?
No, and I've already, Mr. Galen, I mean, I actually showed him where all the records are.
Perfect.
So they're all located in the vault, because we don't send any of the driller's logs or permits or anything off to records or anything, so we keep them all in one location.
Yes, sir.
And not all of our people were in the improvement meeting when we discussed this, I don't think. One of the things I discussed with them was giving us some place to work by us, the contractor, to work to digitize, to do that actual digitization work over there. And the BIA committed themselves to finding a spot for them to do the work.
And after we leave, we'll put the kiosk there, we'll be here. Council?
I think that's a good plan. What I want to ensure is that if we have, I'm not quite sure what the class two data, what format that's in. So I'd like to, if possible, include that data into all of this. That way, when we talk to the state, we'll have that list that he's going to give us. Is it possible, just explore that possibility. Can we get that data from UIC as well? And then we're hitting all cylinders on getting data, you know. And then my guess is this thing's going to be probably higher than what we have money for in this grant. But maybe since Mr. Benny Deeds is so interested, we continue contact communications with the Bureau and say, okay, we got this money, we need this, is there any way we can get this other 60%, you know? And that way we'll have a full package.
Yes.
Yeah, and a lot of UIC information we already have.
Already had.
And what we don't have, we can get from Dallas.
Okay.
If that list that's coming, I'm gonna chat with the guy from the state. He's gonna give us an Excel list. If we could communicate with the Bureau, here's where we are, here's what we don't have, et cetera, I think we could start there.
Sure.
Okay.
Counsel.
That little one, that's something, Chief Standing Bear offers $4.5 million. Maybe we could, you know, we have some of that money.
Good. I'll say $1.1 million at least.
Let's draw horizontal. Excuse me.
I think, number one, we gotta get the data. But we got a short turnaround, I think, on possibly my vision is to give the state what they want. If we can do an executable or keep that conversation going, hey, Amy Bailey or what's her, Ashley Bailey or whoever's gonna do this, let's say IHS gets it. Keep in the back of your mind how you can grab our data continuously and write a, some kind of, code that'll shoot that data, maybe monthly or whatever. We want that one flowing too. I think maybe we ought to include that in this overall, maybe as an additional item, just to get a bid on so we'll know. So I'd like to capture what state wants in this effort. And the rest of it sounds good to me.
Okay, when we received a copy of the grant letter that said that we got the grant, there wasn't a budget attached to it, so I'm assuming what was sent to them is what they approved.
A war letter of approval.
Yeah, they didn't change anything on the budget part of it, did they?
No, it's gonna be under the RFP.
Okay, because $73,000 isn't much money.
But we also got the allocations of 5.1 for the plugging through the BLM, and that 900,000 goes to the Bureau would be very likely to be that.
Let's start with getting the bid as total with additional scope to include the EPA stuff and just see what the number is.
Sure. I think we should include everything we think we might want.
Okay.
Because we can always cut back.
Right.
Are you adding that to the list?
I put that, yeah, I will.
Yes.
One thing I want to add to the discussion though is IHS is so interested in getting access to our data that we're not gonna, whatever the cost is gonna be, I'm sure we're gonna get it less than what the cost will be to them in terms of copying that, because they want it pretty bad. So in that negotiations for them to be our contractor of, that's where we can probably, you know, cut down our costs some. And, but who knows what it actually costs? I have no idea. You know, that 73,000 sounds pretty good, but who knows what it would be. And but we do have, you know, there's some monies that we've not used in the past, a whole lot, like the S510 money. If we can't get it for other things, what, you know, that's set aside for use of headright holders. And that would be a spot I would be willing to well, step into a little bit or something like that.
This is no reflection on anybody. Please don't take, but I hear things that are thrown out at me in a mineral meeting that so after we check it and they actually true. So not on you or anybody else. I'm just saying that's been from time to time. So what I want is to we get the whole bid. Bam.
Plugging well.
Then we got 70s, we know we got that. then we start the conversation and we're gonna pull the rest of the stuff.
If we need. Yeah.
We might communicate with IHS, talk to Tammy, and they button that thing down and right fits right up.
Well's plugged.
And that's possible. But right now let's throw everything in the bag. You got it. I think you do, the whole list. Right, and also the other question
that we talked about now, we may think about the thing, we didn't think about it during the weekend.
Yeah, that's true. But the other thing is Candy has the RFP established. What I think we're asking for is the scope, detail scope.
and she needs that before she can...
Send it out.
That's who she buttoned me and said, I heard you guys want to have like that data port here. And I said, yeah, we talked about what we'd like to have that, and council's on board with that. She goes, you have to put that all in there when you put it in. And like I said a while ago, it's even more important when before you let it out, if you have all those expectations. If we let it out, all they have to do is convert the data to digital. Then we can't turn somebody else down that can do it cheaper than them, or we shouldn't turn it down because we wanted more things. We need to say all the things we want.
Right.
So that we end up with a person who can fill our wants.
Right.
At the end.
And I'll take care of that Wednesday by Wednesday.
The other question is Candy's ready to turn the RFP over? I don't even think we've come close to getting the money.
I didn't.
It takes about 8 months for this money to start showing up, but government's pretty slow. That's been my experience. So are we saying the nation's going to front this 76 and then we'll, just a question.
No, that's how they usually do it. He's got the right answer. If the award letter is out, then they'll go ahead and take it out of treasury, spend it, and when you get the allocation, then they put it back in. Used to, brother.
I'm just asking if that's the case.
The one thing that we did, answer to what, again, we talked about this in the consult meeting with the director when I brought that up to him. And that was that we'd heard that the money hadn't been brought from Washington to EM, whatever the letters are.
Mm-hmm.
They understood that may not be the case that it is there, but Mike Black is part of what he's going to be doing in the future. One of the things was Osage, another one was that agency. He's not directing them, but he's Steve Mayne's agency. He's the oversight guy for the
energy
for the new director. Okay. So we passed him, and he said he would get right on it with seeing where our money was and expediting getting it to there to here. So I hope that will happen. I don't know.
Okay.
May I say something?
Why don't you?
If and when we get that $980,000 from the BIA, I would like to consider getting new data. We've all talked about old data. New data, you know, like Christine Peterson. She has all kinds of software that she can pull up stuff instantly. The stuff that Shane Madsen, it takes him weeks to put together. She can pull it up just within 5 minutes on her computer. She has some off-the-wall computer system. She was at the last, 2015 Oil and Gas Summit. I didn't make it there, but I did read all her paperwork that she put out. And I'd like to think about us doing new data.
Actually, I just added this. This is one of the things that we talked about with IHS and would work with IHS, and that's that we need to ask that our contractor, we do the negotiations when they're going to provide that, you know, commercially, that they populate all the new data as it comes along into this same system. Okay. So IHS would take it and populate it in their hours or whatever.
But somebody has to generate the new data, and that would be somebody like Christine Peterson.
Well, because she's generated by the same data.
No, when I'm talking about new data, where she goes in and asks her computer different information
over
Osage County. Okay. You know, she could even she's even incorporated all the seismic in this computer system that she has. She can print out a whole thing about Osage County. She probably can even tell us where the next oil pools are that haven't even been drilled yet.
Oh.
I'm serious. Yeah. She's got seismic stuff. I'm telling you, the woman, I read her stuff. I didn't go to her.
Witch and stick.
What?
Now, come on now.
I'm serious.
I personally, that Sammy's got a good point that adjusting all this, some point we need to have the ability here to do data mining on our own outside of just...
She'd be worth $1 billion.
What they're gathering right now is old data that's actually been put in over there, file over there. I would like to see us have new data that she can generate by this computer.
Here's the way I'm hearing it. Let's say IHS gets it. Ashley Bailey said,
they're interested in putting a unit in our office. Let's say we hire this mineral director, and they're going to populate, they're populating iGEMs for the Bureau. So what I'm saying is, well, before you grab, or while you're doing it to the Bureau, we're going to grab it too. That way there's no issues with them, Bureau, handing us the information. We got it from IHS. So we're going to have the same data as them, and we're going to have a mineral director, hopefully, and we can start utilizing this information to maybe help us on our options.
I'm asking for new data that's not been ever published or driven.
I think she's going to populate.
And that would be proprietary for us, the Minerals Council.
Well, I don't know, we want proprietary.
Please.
We want that drill.
I added to make sure we populate the, that wasn't something we wrote down, it seemed obvious. Not necessarily exactly what she was saying, but that
yes,
we
sir.
Make sure that whatever system we develop will continue to be current. And we need to add that back.
Yeah, right. Right.
That's a good point, Stephanie.
They're dead.
Yeah. That's the kind of specificity.
Make sure you're dead.
You betcha.
All I'm interested, I want that thing sitting in our
office. Anyway, that's something to think about, new data.
I want that system in our office.
We need to think outside the box.
Wherever else it goes, we got a system in our office. Anything else?
Council, floor is yours.
I got meeting minutes here.
No, with our meeting minutes, we were sent about the review, is that the last of Mr. Brock on our meeting minutes?
Yes, sir.
That those reviewed?
Month of November?
The November?
Yes, sir.
We'll see you Wednesday to approve those and get those out. Review them, any changes necessary, have Mr. Brock change that for you, and then we'll bring them up Wednesday. With that, let's move on to the next item, Mr. Redcorn.
All right, thank you, Chairman.
6C.
Biennial. That's every 2 years. It seems like, as a mineral council, we have selected a chair every 2 years. Maybe I'm wrong in two. Did y'all do it in two? Y'all had a switch somewhere, I heard. I don't know if that's the...
You want me to answer now? The only thing that we ever did was when we, after the first time we elected Dudley, a number of the council wanted to make a change. They came to me to ask me if I'd take the chair. And I made the rule for myself, at least, that we would visit that every June.
Every June, that's
every
correct.
Every June, and we would have a vote to either retain or not retain. If we weren't going to retain, then we would have a vote for who was going to replace.
Right.
It was a two-piece deal. Andrew followed the same method at the end of his one-year term, when we shortly before we had new council members come on.
Okay.
So that's how it worked before. But as far as I know, there's nothing in...
Writing.
In policy or writing or anything, it was just my own rule that I put in.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Crum. Cynthia.
To add to that, the note, the meeting minutes reflect that it was going to be done on an annual basis, and the only person that didn't give up their chair was Galen Crum, because he said, I enjoy being on the negotiated rulemaking committee, and he had some unfinished business he wanted to take care of. But we do have a resolution I found that says, the Osage Minerals Council was elected on June the 10th to carry out blah, 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 blah. And it believes it in the best interest of the said estate to approve signature authority. Therefore, be it resolved that we approve nominations for chairperson.
Okay.
Now, to me, that makes no sense at all. First, you're talking about signatory authority, then you're talking about nominations for a chairperson. And who signed this resolution? Galen Crum. I couldn't find anything in the past records that were that documented what he said.
Maybe Councilwoman Redcorn could tell us what happened on Mineral 1. We had a change in chairperson.
I think it was 2 years.
2 years. Mm-hmm. So that's something we did, and I think you had... So I'm thinking that, number one, I appreciate Everett coming aboard and taking the role. He's done a great job. I think he's done
a tremendous help to our people, how, provide the direction for the Osages, for our mineral estate folks, our annuitants. And what I would like to ask is that we consider bid terms change like we did Mineral 1. I thought Mineral 2, but that's still up for question. But we consider a change, and we've been talking about this 2 months, kind of executive session, and the name kind of thrown out there is Joe Chishuahua. We've been kind of talking, and I like Joe. I mean, Everett's been great, and I like Joe. I think just a change. We've done a change every, at least I thought we've done a change every mineral council. And so I'm going to ask that we get a resolution on Wednesday to vote to appoint Joe Chishuahua as the chair, taking office after January of the new year. That gives Everett another month to tie up whatever you've done, all the, and again, Chairman, you've done a great job. It's been an honor sitting next to you. I've been sitting here, so I would like to offer my chair to Ms. Boone, because you've been here on the funeral council 3 times, but that's a different issue, but that's my comment to you. But I think I need to step down from the stage too. And I'll leave it up to the council where you want to put me. Maybe it's.
Did we vote to put you up there?
Well, here's. No. Yeah.
Then what are you doing there?
Y'all just told me to come sit here.
We were playing musical chairs at that
time. I was supposed to sit right there.
I couldn't recall.
Let me refresh your memory.
Okay, I couldn't recall.
I was sitting there, and you moved me over there, and then you told me to come up here, and I did it because I'm the youngest on the council. So.
Oh.
Wait a minute. So, Chairman, Mineral Council, I want to make a motion to be voted on Wednesday that we appoint Joe Chishuahua as our new chair and serve out our term as third Mineral Council. And I want to give Joe, and I'm from the Oaxacali, Zonzoli brother. When I first got on the Mineral Council, Minerals 1, I went over to Fairfax, and I went out to the Gray Horse people. But I went to the cemetery where these ladies come from. And I think we're moving into a different era among our people. And it would be an honor for me to ask a member of the Gray Horse people to come up and sit up here. I think it's just time. I've had a good time. I hope you have too, sir. And that you know, we'd like to see someone from the Basnuli people come and sit down and lead the rest of the way this third Mineral Council. I hope we can talk as Osages and say, brother over here, I feel like, as my dad told me, we're the little Osages,
yeah,
of the Pahuska people. That's where we're from, but our great village people are coming from Fairfax.
Yeah.
And then we're moving. I know you guys want to tell me that and play all the time, but I think it's time. I think it's time that we see that happen among in our council. So if I could maybe move down to wherever you guys want to put me.
So are you making this a motion? Do you need a second?
I made a motion to put Joe Chishuahua as a chair to take care of the second term, our third mineral council term, to take office the first part of January 2017.
But you don't want to vote on it until Wednesday?
Wednesday vote.
Wednesday vote, okay.
Okay, so are we going to hold that motion till Wednesday?
Actually, you'll just have it Wednesday.
Okay, all right.
Can we make a second?
We don't vote on Fridays.
We can vote on Wednesday.
Put it on.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I second it.
That'll make you feel better.
Thank you.
It wasn't requested.
No. But
okay.
It didn't make you feel better.
I'm not weighing too much on Joe or anything. I'm not going to do that. I am going to correct Councilwoman Boone's selective memory.
Did you?
That I refuse to go down. That is an absolute and total lie.
Whoa, just 1 minute, wait just 1 minute, don't you be calling me a liar.
We did, well, how it was handled was.
Don't you call me a liar, you better shut him down.
I brought up in the council that there was time to vote on retention or not. And as part of that vote, I said, you know, I don't wish to step down necessarily, I wish to still have my name involved. So, that we had a vote not to retain. I mean, we had a vote to retain, meaning to not change the deal. So we didn't even have to vote for anybody to come in. I did not refuse to get down. I'm the one that brought it up, that it was to come up for vote whether I was to be removed.
In June.
I did that myself both times that it was done. I brought myself up for a vote. So to state that I refused to get down is just wrong. Now then, let's go back to the purpose that I did this thing in the first place. And that was because when we removed by a vote our first chairman, it caused a lot of hard feelings and things were said and you know, it was an ugly scene. And so what I wished to do was to avoid ever having an ugly scene again to do that. So that's the reason I put it in there. What we're doing now is okay. But I think we ought to add that as, if we're going to do it, you know, on a biannual, that we do that as a vote, as a policy. Are we automatically going to remove the current chairman after 2 years? Or are we going to vote to retain him or not, and then have a vote for him? That I wonder what our policy should be. I'm not waiting on the merits of this request. I'm talking about how we keep it from ever being, make sure we keep it from being one of those scenes like what we had the day that we voted that chairman out. So.
Oh, don't add to this. Get that out of there. This is going to be funny.
Yeah.
Go ahead, bro.
Go ahead. Wow, I got the floor. Cool. I think I get in there. I appreciate what Colin's wanting to do, but he's I feel like he's skipping a few steps. I think we should have a vote to decide whether we want to get a new chair. And if we should decide to get a new chair, then we should nominate individuals for that chair position. And if the seat up there is for no reason, maybe we ought to add an assistant to the listing, because before, you know, we just, whoever we arbitrarily pick, we pick and sit over there on the side of the chairman, and everyone assumes they're the vice chair or assistant chair. So maybe we ought to go that far and go ahead and put someone else, you know, as a vice second. So that's my thought. I think we should vote first and say, do we want a new chair, or are we happy with the chair that we have? And then if we decide to go, then do the nominations. I'm just, you know, I'm just saying, you know, you've got a nomination, and I like Joe. He's kind of in the middle of the road. I think he did a good job. I kind of know which direction he'll go.
We'll Wednesday. Thank you all so much. I need a motion to adjourn. Excuse me.
Yes.
Shame on Councilman Crum for even saying in an open meeting, calling me a liar. And shame on you for not pounding that down and making him stop.
I understand that.
All right. I'm going to add something else.
Go ahead, dude.
I was embarrassed by Councilman Crum at our oil and gas summit when he weirded out. And I think that if anyone is even contemplating electing him as a chairman, that it would be a move in the wrong direction. I read what I read about the situation from the record.
Okay.
And I, maybe Galen and I don't agree, but to sit there and call me a liar, those are not. That we have a policy that says you'll be respectful, and that was not respectful. Whether you like me or not, you should respect my position and not be calling me a liar.
Is anywhere in that paper that says that I refuse to step down like what you made the statement? That's disrespectful to me.
I'm
going to let him finish. Hang on.
I'm done. Let's get out of here.
I'm just saying, I read from the record what I had.
And I do hear your comments on the chair side.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
I'd like to make my motion to adjourn since I missed most of this bike here.
I second. I have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Irwin, seconded by Councilman Redcorn. Without discussion, call for the question.
Councilman Brown?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Omni Bud, state champion. Yes.
Councilman Gates?
I nominate Galen.
Oh, no.
Of course you would.
Galen Drum is not.
Councilman?
Councilwoman Booth?
Yes.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you all. We know what Hollywood Condes is.